we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Yes, it's time once again for Radio Free X-Man.
What's Radio Free X-Man?
We've got 11,000 people at NASA trying to figure that out right now.
Radio Free X-Man's beloved cast of broadcast entertainers are back.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Now, the charming and delightful president of X-Man Mortgage and host of Radio Free X-Man, Bob.
Your head is freakishly large.
Brooks.
And I'm afraid that head has not grown any smaller.
we're not shocked or surprised.
No, I've still got the propane tank pants hat combination that you were talking about.
You
last
remember
week.
Last week he said his hat wasn't that big, and I said it could fit on the propane tank at the trailer house.
And he's talking about his trailer house.
It's just usually when he refers to propane tank, he's referring to my dog, so... Which is a sadly accurate description.
I was going to say, there's a story there, and we want to hear it.
We know you're listening to Radio Free X-Man. This is a show about mortgage and mortgage-related things, and we discuss mortgage nonstop, at least for 30 seconds during any given show.
If we're lucky and fortunate.
Yes, if we're lucky and fortunate. Yeah. With us in the studio is Big Dog Dave Perkins, all 690 pounds and 8'4" of him. Say hello, Dave.
I produce radio shows like this for breakfast.
Also to my left, and this is the only time you find him on my left, is Brewing Frog.
Hello.
Brewing Frog knows many things about brewing and frogs.
But if he brews frogs, then...
Really, the word for this week is amplexus.
That's the worst beer I've ever tasted.
But somehow I don't care.
Okay.
But now it's got a lot of hops.
Yeah.
I can barely stand it.
And yes, everyone in here is sober.
Sadly. Although jokes like that will make you need a drink.
Who is this beautiful lady in our midst here?
Well, to my demi-left is the tax goddess. She knows all things tax and tax-related. She's a tax-jewel woman.
And now the amazingly robotic audience that sounds the same every time they talk.
They're well trained.
Come on, you can only do so much with, like, you know, eight old women and shock chairs. Now clap again. Clap.
The power must be out.
Yeah. Don't make me hit this button, yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
A lot of things going on this week out in the big wide world. Amongst them, an appearance, I have to mention this. And let me call up the audio so we can play it for you, because you're not going to believe it. Bill Keller, the editor-in-chief, El Jefe, over at the New York Times, spent some time on the air trying to defend himself on Bob Schieffer's show, which is what, Space the Nation on CBS?
Yeah, the show that no one watches.
and Schieffer was worshiping at the altar of press privilege when he asked Bill Keller.
If you had something to say to people in America on this 4th of July weekend about all this, what would it be, Mr. Keller?
I guess I would say,
don't sue me.
If you're
you
under the impression that the press is neutral
we're
in
not.
This war on terror, or that we're agnostic, and you could get that impression from some of the criticism.
No, you couldn't.
That couldn't be more wrong. We have people traveling in the front lines with soldiers in Iraq
not
and Afghanistan.
Not on your payroll.
Well, he's talking about the leakers.
People who've been murdered in trying to figure out the terrorist threat.
That guy worked for the Wall Street
Journal. We live in
Journal.
Cities that are targets, proven targets. For the terrorists. So we're not neutral in this.
We're not neutral. He can't bring himself to say we're pro-America and we hope we win the war. The best he can do is say we're not neutral. And that's a false premise, because no one's accusing the New York Times of being Switzerland.
No.
We're accusing them of helping the enemy. And they're doing it. So he began the whole deal on a
false
premise. And then he seems to think that journalists on the front lines is somehow proof that he's pro-America and hopes we win the war, to which I say only if they have guns in their hands and they're using them to kill the enemy. As long as they're over there just trying to win Pulitzer Prizes and buff up their chances of a book deal that can turn into a movie, I don't see how that relates to whether they're for or against the war or the country in general.
And half of the articles they write are packed full of lies about what is not actually happening in Iraq.
Isn't that
because
the truth?
It's not what the soldiers are saying when they're coming back. It's not what the Iraqi people are saying.
Or any mill blog you managed to tee up on the net.
Soldier after soldier comes home and just drops his jaw in shock at what he hears and doesn't hear in the news, because it is so blindingly different from his everyday experience in the past year or 2 years or however long three or four enlistments is, because they keep going back. Yeah, how could it be?
It must be horrible that they keep re-enlisting. I can't imagine.
Well, on the subject of mortgage, we were just looking at this article about Al Gore and global warming.
Al Gore?
Oh, no, no. We need to talk about Cindy Sheehan.
Cindy Sheehan.
She's my heroine.
And the tax goddess reprioritizes our host once again, as has happened so many millions of times in this life.
Thank you. Can you untie me now?
No, I'm enjoying this one.
On the subject of mortgages, what about Cindy Sheehan?
After you, ma'am.
Okay, we've all heard that she's going on a hunger strike until we cut and run.
From the looks of her, she could use it too.
And well, personally, hunger strikes just drive me crazy to begin with. Okay, if you don't want to eat, I'm not gonna make you eat. You know what? Go ahead and go hungry, but I'm not gonna change what I'm doing. I mean, why should I throw a tantrum? Therefore, I'm gonna hurt myself if you don't do what I want. That's like the classic, I'm gonna hold my breath till I turn blue unless I get what I want. Well,
Saddam
go
Hussein
ahead and turn blue.
Went on a hunger strike last week. Saddam Hussein said, I'm not going to eat until justice is done. I am the president of Iraq. And it was like 8 hours. He skipped lunch and ate dinner.
Yeah, I was gonna say, apparently justice was done along with his steak.
It was medium rare.
Well done.
Yeah, really. And I want my goat savory. Yeah, thank you very much.
But even better. Apparently, she and her commie loving pinko liberal. Not that I have an opinion.
Who did she leave out there?
The vegetarians.
Friends in Hollywood, Susan Sarandon.
They're all joining in.
Danny Glover. But.
There's a catch.
It's a rotating assignment hunger strike.
I love it. Yeah. They're gonna go hungry for an entire day and then play tag team to the next star so that person can go an entire day without food and support.
That's right. And the last participant will be Kirstie Alley, who will then do commercials about how much weight she's lost on her rotating hunger strike. Seriously, Sean Penn doesn't eat lunch, Susan Sarandon doesn't eat dinner, and Cindy Sheehan doesn't eat breakfast. And that is a Hollywood hunger strike.
Guys, right now, I just want to let you know, I am copywriting the liberal diet. Okay? So when you go by and you see those things, you know, the right there at the supermarket, and you wonder, how do you lose weight? It's like the so-and-so diet, that. It's the liberal diet. Thank you very much.
You can only eat liberals?
And starve.
They're
that's right.
Stringy and all.
But you know, hey, when that book comes out, I want my check.
Well, I do the DESMA diet.
What's that?
That's the don't eat so damn much diet.
I do the
it's
seafood
tough to stay
diet.
On.
I've still been on the seafood diet.
When
it
I
great
see
for
food,
me.
I eat it.
Absolutely.
It's a great diet.
Yeah.